The first reading is the reading from the book of the to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you once were alienated and hostile in mind because of evil deeds, but God has now reconciled you in the fleshly body of Christ through his death to present you holy, without blemish, and irreproachable before him, provided that you persevere in the faith, firmly grounded, stable, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, am a minister. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God himself is my help. God himself is my help. O God, by your name save me, and by your might defend my cause. O God, hear my prayer. Hearken to the words of my mouth. God himself is my help. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord sustains my life. Freely will I offer you sacrifice. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. God himself is my help. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which was only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we go back to Colossians and we see what great hope we have. Here it says that we were alienated and hostile in our mind and our deeds because of our evil deeds. But God reconciled us in Jesus. In Jesus dying on the cross, he fulfilled the justice of God for us. That means he paid for our sins. We should pay for those sins. We should be damned. We should be separated from God. And Jesus came and says, "No, let me pay for them. Let me pay the penalty and fulfill the justice of God." And then he gives us his mercy. But it says what we got to do is persevere in the faith, firmly grounded, stable, and have hope. Sometimes people have lost all hope. Never lose hope. Persevere in the faith. Stay firmly grounded, not in you, but in Jesus and what Jesus did for you. It's he who will set you free. And for freedom is why you were created. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.